Hydro-Québec halted NESEC deliveries amid reliability concerns, written by John Lamson, and read by an automated voice. As extreme winter weather descended on the eastern U.S. and Canada, Hydro-Québec suspended power exports to ISO-NE on the New England Clean Energy Connect, or NESEC transmission line because of reliability concerns in Quebec starting on the afternoon of January 24. The suspension continued throughout tight system conditions across the northeast on January 25 and into January 26, with deliveries resuming late that evening. The polar vortex has brought extreme and sustained cold air across Quebec, Serge Abergil, Chief Operating Officer for Hydro-Québec Energy Services, said in a statement. The demand for power in Quebec caused us to suspend deliveries over the New England Clean Energy Connect from Saturday afternoon until the present. He said Hydro-Québec expects deliveries to resume early January 27, but he noted that there could be yet further interruptions at peak hours over the next several days. According to ISO New England data, NESEC deliveries dropped from about 1,100 megawatts to zero over a half-hour period mid-afternoon January 24. Hydro-Québec sent power over the line for about 2 hours on the following day, sending up to about 600 megawatts before again cutting deliveries. The loss of supply from the NESEC line appears to have significantly affected real-time energy prices. The ISO New England real-time hub LMP more than doubled during the 40-minute period NESEC cut supply January 24, while the brief burst of supply January 25 coincided with about a 33% decline in the hourly real-time LMP despite relatively steady demand. Amid high prices in New England, ISO-NE has consistently been exporting power to Quebec over the Phase 2 transmission line since the afternoon of January 24, including about 830 megawatts during that day's evening peak. The NESEC line began commercial operations January 16. The project includes supply contracts between Hydro-Québec and Massachusetts Electric Utilities requiring the company to send firm power to ISO-NE. The company does not have new capacity supply obligations associated with the line. Hydro-Québec could face significant penalties for failing to meet the delivery requirements of the contracts. According to the power purchase agreement, supply interruptions that are not the result of a force majeure or a physical outage on the line can be cured by the additional deliveries within the same year or following year. Delivery shortfall during peak hours can only be cured during peak hours, and delivery shortfall in the winter can only be cured in the winter. We are aware of the historic constraints on the Canadian grid due to the extreme cold, said Maria Hardiman, a spokesperson from the Massachusetts Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. Hydro-Québec is facing steep penalties for each day they are not providing power to Massachusetts, and we know they are working to resume power as quickly as possible, Hardiman said. Our contract ensures that ratepayers will still see lower-priced electricity, regardless of the power flowing over the line. Robert McCulloch, principal of McCulloch Research, said the suspension on the NESEC line appears to be a product of Hydro-Québec's slim reserve margin for the current winter. According to the Northeast Power Coordinating Council's 2025-26 Winter Reliability Assessment, Quebec had about a 1% reserve margin. Hydro-Québec's peak load exceeded its 50-50 winter forecast by over 200 megawatts on January 25. McCulloch attributed the slim reserve margin to a combination of bad weather, neighbors not able to help, and insufficient maintenance on some of the dams. NPCC's report notes that Hydro-Québec's available winter capacity was reduced by 5,594 megawatts because of maintenance and derates. Abergil called the contention of insufficient maintenance simply not accurate. In New England, ISO-NE peak load reached 20,182 megawatts on the evening of January 25, slightly exceeding the region's 90-tenths winter forecast. Hourly hub LMPs have reached as high as $777/megawatt-hours. The RTO has avoided the need to take emergency actions throughout the weather event. It issued a precautionary alert on the morning of January 25 and obtained a waiver from the U.S. Department of Energy allowing generators to override air permit limits to provide extra power. Dan Dolan, president of the New England Power Generators Association, said the ISO-NE fleet has performed exceptionally well this weekend using every different fuel and technology to maintain reliable, stable operations through Arctic temperatures, heavy snowfall, and even needing to send power to support our neighbors in Quebec. He highlighted the significant role oil generation has played in maintaining grid reliability. With gas generation limited because of high demand for heating, oil generation has consistently accounted for roughly a third of generation in the region since the suspension of deliveries on the NESEC line. Part of the diverse generation mix in New England is a large capability to use oil in periods of stress, he said. That has happened at a tremendous scale, which creates strain on fuel infrastructure. But the system is holding up through this first stretch. With more cold weather in the forecast over the next few days, it is all hands on deck, Dolan said.